What if the way we view our bodies reveals what we believe about God? Romans chapter 1, verse 24 exposes something our culture refuses to admit. When God gives people up, the first thing to be corrupted is the body, its purpose, its design, its dignity. Paul says that man dishonors his body when he abandons God's truth. And that dishonor looks like sexual confusion, self-worship, idolatry of body image, and the attempt to rewrite God's good design. We live in a world obsessed with the body, and yet profoundly disconnected from the God who made it. We alter our body, we showcase it, we worship it. And young people today are crushed beneath the standards that are set before them. And the text says it plainly, the culture does not honor the body, it devalues it. And the biblical truth is this, the body is not a canvas for self-expression. It is a temple for God's glory. Romans chapter 1, verse 26 shows what happens when culture denies this. What is unnatural becomes celebrated. What is sinful becomes normalized. But this text isn't simply written so Christians can point fingers. It's written so that we can examine our own hearts. Where are we dishonoring the body that God has entrusted to us? Where are we tempted to adopt the world's standards over God's? If this is concerning to you personally, let me encourage you to pray this prayer. Lord, help me honor the body you gave me. Guard me from believing the lies of culture, and let my life, body and soul, reflect your holiness and design. Here are two different peoples you can pray for today. Rigoberto Jimenez and his family are national changemakers in El Salvador, and the French European LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Europe.